This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Islay
Carter with iDad Conversations between Islay and myself. And today, being the school holidays, we have
Margaret
with us today. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing? Big smile. You have got that big smile. We can hear that smile through the microphone. Did you know that you can hear people's smiles?
Like how they express it?
Yeah, when you're talking on the phone or over radio or something like that. Islay, did you know you can hear people's smiles? Yeah, if you're smiling and talking, I can hear that you're actually smiling. Yeah, smiling like that. Okay, right. Islay, how are you doing today?
Good.
Girls, hi, both of you. Day after tomorrow. Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Islay starts on Thursday. I start on Friday.
Oh, you start on Friday. Okay. And we're still waiting for stationery, aren't we? We're just hoping that it arrives. You know, we ordered it last week. Islay and Margaret, what would you both like to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about school starting.
Raglan Beach Church.
School holidays.
School holidays, yes.
The ending of Sumala.
The ending of Sumala.
And scamming.
Scamming, yes. That's something something's come through on my phone again, scamming. So we'll have a talk about that and maybe some experience. Have you ever had any experience of being scammed on the phone, Islay, or on the internet?
Yeah.
You've had no experience. And Margaret, you've had some experience. Perhaps we could get some of your experience too.
Yep.
And the lessons you might have learned. But you know, quite often it's a really intelligent people who get scammed. Surprisingly, it's not people just who are not familiar with it. Often, highly educated people getting scammed. Very often, yeah, lawyers, professors, accountants, even MPs and stuff. Okay, thanks very much. So that's our program today. And after the break, what would you like to start with after the break, Islay?
Raglan Beach.
The Raglan Beach, which is black sand. And on a day, it's beautiful.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in and out of the beams of a neon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor. Broken dream. every sad song seems to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon
and done, Neon Moon.
Neon
Moon.
Moon. Neon Moon. Oh, Neon Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an unusual one for you two to choose, as a. Normally we're getting, I can't remember, but normally we're getting sort of a bit more, how do I say it? Your more current choice, current music. That's country and western.
Yep.
Yep. And how. Can you tell me where that choice came from?
In Tonga, on the radio, this song would always play. And all the old men really liked the song, and sometimes they'll just play it when they're hanging out in the house.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Anyway, oh, that's excellent. Good. So it's on Tongan radio, and it's in the house when people are hanging out. Great, thank you. Now, you were going to be talking about Raglan Beach, Esley. Go on, tell us about Raglan Beach.
On the church, you've planned to have a meet-up at Raglan Beach before school starts.
Ah, yes. Is that this weekend?
Yeah. It was supposed to be last weekend, but the weather was bad. So they postponed it to this week.
Yeah, it's been a bit wet, hasn't it? You get wetter on the beach than you would in the sea last weekend. Yeah, so what sort of things do they do on these days?
Just...
Yeah.
Like hang out. Well, it's more of an opportunity for the kids to go around and have a play.
Yes.
And for the men to fish.
That's right. They go fishing, don't they? And I think on the times that I've been there, that often they'll come the, like the night before or very, very early in the morning and set the nets out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm always astonished at the way people catch fish. It's just something I haven't been any very successful at. I can go fishing with experts who always catch lots of fish and we never catch anything. I don't know what it is. Yeah, maybe because I'm a Pisces and that's a fish sign. I don't know. You don't know. So Raglan, what's something about Raglan? So what's so special about Raglan?
It's nice beach.
It's a nice beach. Even though it's black, it's quite a nice beach, isn't it? It's a clean beach. Black sand. Also in town. There's a really neat...
Yeah.
Yeah, really neat.
People go there to eat fish and chips.
The fish and chip shop. And
lots of people like to, like, jump off the bridge and stuff.
Yeah, I know. And also there's the fish and chip shop that there's always queues at and...
Ice cream shop.
The ice cream shop with the real fruit ice cream. And Raglan's become sort of like a touristy, quite interesting kind of little town.
It's a good swimming beach.
It's a good swimming beach. It's a safe swimming beach, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. That's good. So we're looking forward to that on Saturday, which for most people, I think, is just before they go back to school. Is that right? Good. Yeah, very much looking forward to that. Good. As you say, it's a safe beach.
A good swimming beach.
It's a good swimming beach, a safe beach, because it's sort of like not on the open ocean, is it?
Yeah.
It's so away
it's
from
like
you.
It's like a
river.
Yeah, it's almost like a river. It's just basically a river, yeah. Right, good. So that's Saturday. But before that, you're looking at, what are we looking at before Saturday?
Oh,
school. How do you think that's going to go?
Good.
Yep. And what are you looking forward to at school?
Just new stuff.
all New Zealand. Come on.
Seeing Margaret every day.
All right, yes, of course. Margaret, you're starting in year 10.
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic, brilliant. Last year you were at Barclay?
Yeah.
And I understand you did very well at Barclay?
Yep.
Yep. And I guess you're probably too modest to tell us how well you did. Can I tell them? Yeah. Margaret got the Principal's Award, like the one award. Only one person gets that, don't they? And who was in year 10 and now coming to course high. They'll be sad to see you go. But they were. That's very good. Congratulations to you. And Esley, you also got, shall I say it because you're too shy? Okay. Esley also got the top girl award at Horror 2.
Yeah,
top student. Top student
girl.
Award at Horror 2. Congratulations to both of you. Very, very, you know, kind of stuff like that makes your parents really proud of you. And also a little bit humble because, you know, I never ever got top student stuff. I used to get sort of like, could do better. And I think that was on my every report I ever got at school. Could do better. And I'm thinking, how? You know. Okay, moving on. School, anything in particular you're going to catch up with? Margaret, of course, every day. Anything else you're looking forward to, Isley?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Meeting new people,
yeah.
Like, it's very different to my old school because, it's much bigger.
Yes.
And, in the old school, you do all the same classes in one class, all the same subjects in one class, but now you have to, walk around.
Right.
And go from, a different teacher every hour, period.
Every period, yeah. Yes. So you'll need a GPS or something to find your way. No. What about, okay, what about you, Margaret?
Probably the sports opportunities.
Sports opportunities, yes, because you're a very sports person, yeah. And it's probably not that much bigger than Barclay, is it, in terms of the number of students?
I'm not sure, but half of my touch team, most of them move from different parts of New Zealand to Hamilton Girls to do sports.
Really?
Yeah. There's this one girl from Tauranga.
Right.
She now lives, she boards at Hamilton Girls just to do sports.
Really?
So, yeah.
Goodness. So they must have a very good sports department.
Yeah, they really do.
Okay. So do you get the same electives? Like, Esley has six options during the first year. Do you get the same sort of thing in year 10? Do you get to choose some subjects?
Yeah, but I pick three.
Three. You choose six in the first year nine,
but
don't you? Then you focus.
The older you get, the more different choices there.
And you get to focus more, I think, on some of your, to specialise a bit more, I think, do you? Yeah. Okay, Esley, did you want to go for another track?
Yeah.
And then after this track, what are we going to come back with?
Ending Sumala.
Ending Sumala, which I understand you have terrified one of your older relations, is that right?
No.
No? Oh, you told me. That,
no. Okay, let's go for a break now.
Okay, we're going to go for a break now after this break.
Like a bullet, flying too fast, I couldn't catch it. Heart in the casket, you always knew it. The starting role, the main attraction, got cameras flashing. Like, ooh, you got everybody's eyes on just you. Hands up, Gabriella. Gabriella, hands up, Gabriella, la la. Back off from the fella. Gabriella, back off, Gabriella, la la. Cause ooh, you can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you. Hands off, Gabriella. Gabriella, hands up, Gabriella, la la. La la la. Skin on my little. I bet you taste just like the sun. Under the cover, me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me wonder, like, ooh, you made all of the fantasies come true. What would you do? Ooh, you could have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you. Hands up, Gabriella.
that was Gabriella by Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye, that's more the kind of normal. That's more the kind of music that Esley kind of plays for us.
Yeah.
And look, I realise I'm thinking about maybe some of my comments about country music. Look, country music is extremely popular. And very, very well done. And actually, Esley did something to a country music a long time ago.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Right? The Get Up.
Yeah.
The Get Up, yep. So I appreciate the quality. It's just not my style. But that's good. A lot of my style is probably not what a lot of other people's. Shall I just stop talking now? No, okay. You were going to tell us about...
Sumala.
Oh, Sumala. I'm going to let you talk about this and go...
If you weren't listening last week, we'll give a little sum it up for you.
Okay.
So it's this horror movie about this Indonesian girl and the mum, so this woman can't get pregnant and her husband's like angry, so she goes to this sketchy like prison and makes a deal with the devil and does this like spell to have babies but the thing is, there'll be twins. One of them's going to be beautiful and normal, and one of them's going to be ugly and ugly. And she's going to have to raise them both. And then at the age of 10, the ugly one will die, and the normal one will just survive, and they'll live a normal life. But the dad, he decides to kill the ugly one.
And then the normal one starts to act a bit weird.
And basically, by the time they turn 10, Sumala is the evil one, Gumala is the normal one. Since the dad killed Sumala, before Gumala turns 10, Sumala is going to try possess Gumala into like... Sumala being right. in Kumala. Soul, in body.
Oh, so Kumala becomes possessed by and the personality of the evil Sumala.
Yeah.
Continue, please.
And basically, what happens in the end is the dad goes to the sidekick or whatever. Yeah. Psychic, and says, what can I do? Because every day, Gumala's acting more like an animal.
All right,
more like an animal. So the psychic says... The psychic says, you have to bring her to me, and I'll do a special spell. But if it's too late, stab her in the heart. Okay?
That's so nice.
So the dad gets one simple job, and he stabs her in the wrong place.
Oh, right, yes. Okay, well.
So that just makes Sumala more angry.
Yes. You'd get a bit upset about that. Yeah.
Sumala's already possessed the body of Gumala.
Yes.
And since he stabbed her in the wrong place, she's still alive. And
she survived, yeah.
And then she...
Ah, and then she starts being evil.
And then she kills the dad.
Oh.
And then she's still out there.
Right. And is she still out there now?
Yeah.
She's still out there.
Because we finished watching the movie and it said based on a true story.
Oh, right.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it said that some Indonesian people still believe it, so they don't stay out.
They don't let their kids...
out at dark.
Right.
Or anywhere near a cornfield.
We were watching it and then it said based on a true story and Mark was like, turn it off.
Based on a true story. Yeah, well, parents often warn, well, actually it's not just parents, adults as well, are often warned about, don't go to so-and-so because there's a ghost or whatever. I remember as a youngster, we used to be frightened by Boney, who was Napoleon Bonaparte, who died 150 years before I was born. I mean, Boney will come and get you if you don't behave yourself. Which is absolute nonsense.
Imagine Sumala went to Tonga.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Tongan parents used some kind of... And, of course, the Taniwha in the river, in the Waikato River.
Everyone has their own story.
Yeah, right. But the river itself is actually very dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't need Taniwha's to drag you down. It's the water that actually does it. And the Taniwha, this is my opinion, and I may be completely and totally wrong, and I'm very happy to be proved wrong when someone catches one. But people drown in the river because it is actually a very dangerous river, especially at the bends.
Yeah.
I think someone died fairly recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, very in January.
I don't know what happened, but they found the car of the victim.
Right.
And then they looked in the river and then they found his body.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That might even be a different one because this the one I'm thinking of was quite a young person.
I think there was another one last year as well.
Yeah, and there was him and his two mates were swimming across the river and one got across okay and the other one just got caught in the whirlpool. You know, that's where the water goes round and round. And it kind of just dragged him down. And he couldn't get out. He was a good swimmer. He was a good swimmer. So that's, people say, stay away from the Taniwha. Well, actually, you stay away from a very dangerous river.
Can I read this?
Go on then, please do, Esley.
It's from ChatGPT. The Somala legend is a dark local folk tale believed by some people around Semarang, Central Java. Especially in rural or older communities, it blends Javanese mysticism,
yes.
Moral warnings and fear of black magic. Very classic Indonesian folklore vibes. Here's what Semarang locals traditionally believe about Somala. Somala is said to be a cursed child or spirit born from a forbidden pact, often involving pesugihan, wealthy black magic, deals with spirits or demons, and parents breaking moral or spiritual laws. Because of this pact, the child is born physically deformed, inhuman or spiritually corrupted.
Yep.
Versions vary, but the core belief goes like this. A couple desperately wants wealth or power. They make a dark agreement with supernatural forces. In return, their child is born as Somala. The child is rejected, hidden, abused, or abandoned. After death or disappearance, Somala becomes a vengeful spirit. What Somala does. Locals believe Somala appears at night, targets people who are cruel to children, greedy, spiritually careless, and can cause illness, misfortune, nightmares, and possession. Some say Somala imitates a crying child to lure people, very similar to other Southeast Asian ghost lore.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, most cultures have similar kinds of myths.
Yeah.
And even we do. Europeans do, Māori do, Africans. Most have some kind of those kind of myths deep, dark in their history or in their psyche, if you like. I thought you finished. We need to wrap up very, very soon, but... Is that anything else about Somala, or do you want to carry on? Tell us more about it next week.
No, it's okay.
No more about it. So, yeah, that's interesting stuff. And I said the only parallel I can think of is the Waikato River and the Taniwha. Waikato Taniwha no, he piko he Taniwha. Is that right?
Yeah.
Dangerous river. Don't go there because the water will get you. On that happy note, on that cheerful note, scamming next week. I had an invitation to renew my Microsoft 365 subscription today. Well, unfortunately, I have actually cancelled my subscription, so there's no way. And it wasn't from Microsoft. More scams next week.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it was so easy to click on this and we'll fix it. So easy to fix. So easy to get scammed. Thanks very much. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you,
Wesley.
Bye. Hello.
Okay, thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Then bye.
Okay, see you all same time next week or on podcast on your favourite social media platform or freefm.org.nz.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.